coming up on this week's mini episode of the Drew Perowit Podcast.
It's surprising me that so many people talk about cleansing and all the things that they do, they eat with cleansing, and you know, they don't really need to do this. It's very simple. You do the time-restricted eating, you keep it clean for or empty for 16 hours, and that's and the gut takes care of itself.
Have you ever gone to your doctor for your normal annual physical, and after sitting with them for 10 minutes, they quickly look at your labs and tell you, hey, everything looks normal. Keep it up, and I'll see you again next year. Maybe even give you a nice little pat on the back. I can't tell you how many listeners of the podcast have told me that they've had this exact experience and how, honestly, how frustrating it can be. Now, we all know that normal isn't always optimal. Just because something's not wrong doesn't mean that we feel great. So traditional medicine is great at finding out when something is blatantly wrong, but they don't always do the best job when we need to highlight how we can do better. So what if you could get detailed nutritional and lifestyle guidance based on your individual needs? That's what Inside Tracker does. Inside Tracker was founded in 2009 by top scientists from acclaimed universities in the field of aging, genetics, and biometrics. Its mission is to help people live long, healthy, productive lives by optimizing their bodies from the inside out. Inside Tracker is cutting-edge technology, and it looks at your blood, DNA, lifestyle, and it has fitness tracker data, and they give you science-backed recommendations for positive changes to your daily habits. It's all about the daily habits. With their app, you can track your progress every day, and they have an amazing support team to help you with any questions you might have. Inside Tracker looks at everything from metabolic and inflammatory markers to top nutrients and hormones. It even tests your cholesterol levels to help you better manage stress, and you have the option to see how your inner age compares to your chronological age. Traditional lab tests can be hard to read on your own, but Inside Tracker makes their results easy to understand and even provides tips on how to use food first for optimal nutrition. Right now, Inside Tracker is offering my podcast community 25% off their system. Just go to insidetracker.com/Drew. That's DHRU. To get your discount code and try it out for yourself. That's Inside Tracker, INSIDE Tracker, TRACKER.com/Drew, DHRU for your 25% off. This episode is brought to you by Cozy Earth. What happens when your favorite bedding company starts making the most comfortable loungewear in the world? I'll tell you what happens. An explosion of joy and relaxation in every cell in your body. If you're looking for super comfortable and stylish men's and women's pajamas, joggers, robes, pullovers, and hoodies, my personal favorite, basically all the stuff that we're wearing working from home these days, Cozy Earth has you covered. So what's Cozy Earth's not so secret fabric that powers their superior comfort? It's the miracle plant bamboo. The more I've learned about bamboo, the more I've fallen in love with it. Bamboo is just as soft as silk, but it's way more durable, which means you can wash it without worrying about destroying the quality. Bamboo is incredibly breathable, so it doesn't trap heat, which is key, especially for pajamas at night, and the support with temperature regulation. Nobody likes getting too hot or too cold at night. And bamboo is way better for the earth. It's sustainable, it lasts longer, and requires way less processing than cotton and other fabrics that are out there that are ruining our environment. If you're ready to make the upgrade to ultra soft, healthy for you and healthy for the planet, super stylish loungewear that you can wear both inside the home and the outside, it's time to give Cozy Earth a try. Right now, they're offering my community their highest discount ever. Listen to this, 40% off. Just go to CozyEarth.com with the discount code DrewPodcast. That's Cozy, C-O-Z-Y, Earth, E-A-R-T-H.com with the code DHRU Podcast, P-O-D-C-A-S-T. Check it out today. Keep in mind, by the way, that Cozy Earth has a 10-year warranty, so you really can't go wrong with giving them a try. Hi, everyone. Drew Perowit here. over the last 75 years, an array of serious, seemingly unrelated chronic diseases, cardiovascular diseases, diabetes, metabolic health, autoimmune disorders, cancer, and even brain disorders have all been steadily rising, some at astonishing rates. While we're living dramatically longer lives, many of us are suffering throughout them, creating a public health crisis on a historical scale. Now, a key principle of functional medicine is looking at the gut and how it impacts the entire body. All of the diseases mentioned above have a common component of gut dysfunction, especially intestinal permeability, which is also known as leaky gut syndrome. When the digestive tract is inflamed and food particles are able to make their way through the bloodstream, the body goes into fight mode. This goes way beyond a traditional stomach ache, and this leaky gut syndrome can create symptoms that occur throughout the whole body. In today's mini episode, I dive deep into the topic of gut health with Dr. Mary Perdee and Dr. Emrin Mayer. Let's listen in, starting with Dr. Mary Perdee, a naturopathic medicine doctor and a certified functional medicine doctor who specializes in integrative gastroenterology and hormone balancing in Los Angeles, California. She's the founder of Modern Med, a telemedicine and virtual wellness company, and she's also created a gut health course that dives deep into the most common gut-related complaints and natural solutions to start healing. If you're looking for that, you can find it in the show notes. Let's listen in, starting with Dr. Mary Perdee.
If you have gut issues, this is the first place I would start. Like, this costs...
First.
This costs no money. I've had people, it's because it's in my gut health course, but I've had people just do this and solve like IBS issues that they've had for years. So I've had amazing emails that have been sent just about the impact that mindful eating can have if you go all into it. But the quote that you said, so about 30% of your pancreatic enzymes and about 20% of your stomach acid are produced during the cephalic phase of digestion. So cephalic is a Latin word, comes from the root head. So that means the sight, smell, taste, even the sound, right, of the food that we're preparing. So this is before the food actually hits your mouth and then right when the food hits your mouth for the taste. But it's actually the preparation of food. And humans have been around for 200,000 years, right? Fast food, prepared foods have been around for 100 years. And so as humans, we're not evolved to go have...
Barely 100 years.
Barely.
Even.
Totally, yeah. Barely. We're not evolved to go and just have a hamburger and eat it. There should have been a whole process of, you know, cutting up the meat, cooking it, having that time where like the aroma is actually coming into your nose, chopping the vegetables, looking at them, cooking them. The preparation phase of food is extremely important to the digestive process. And we're lacking a lot of that when we're doing prepared foods, which the majority of us are.
Especially when we're doing Uber Eats.
Uber Eats.
Is there a hack? Is there a hack when you order in? Is it to bring up a photo of a food and kind of like look at it a little bit until you start salivating?
There's a word for that, right?
Food porn?
Food porn. That might be a new business idea. Cephalic phase. There is a little bit of a hack of it because you can still stimulate that cephalic phase if before you eat your meal, you put it in front of you, you look at it, you smell it, you sit with it. It's a great time to do gratitude as well. Mm. Think of things that you're grateful for. Also, sharing a meal with somebody else slows you down so you could have a conversation while you're looking at your food. It's a really important time to kind of savor the moment and the power of now, Eckhart Tolle, to be in the present state, right? To really just be there with your food. Sounds like a love story, but... It is.
I mean, we should love our food and all the things that go into, especially if you're, you know, eating meat, just the sacrifice that went into it, the farmers that all had a hand
into
it.
The appreciation of growing the food.
The fact that we even have food, you know, there's so many times where it's like that, even that we have food when there's so many people that don't have food.
Yeah.
It should be a full-on gratitude thing.
It should be. And then from there, so after you've visualized, smelled, then it comes, you start to eat. And the tasting of the food, to really savor that, to slow down. Most people will consume their entire meal in minutes. And so you really want to slow down that entire process so that your body has the time to produce those digestive enzymes and the stomach acid. Chewing your food is extremely important, and people miss out on this process. Men specifically tend to shovel in their food, but women do as well. And so you want to not swallow your food until it's baby food consistency. So it should be pureed by the time it goes into your stomach. The reason behind that is the only mechanical digestion that we actually have is our teeth. So after the food leaves our mouth, we only have chemical digestion left, which is from the stomach acid and the pancreatic enzymes that we produce when we're in the parasympathetic, the rest and digest state. So you really want to make sure it's baby food, you swallow it, and then you also want to make sure that you're not doing things. So just what you are doing is just as important as what you're not doing. Watching television, working, doing emails while you're eating is going to take you out of the parasympathetic, put you into the sympathetic fight or flight state where your digestive system isn't moving. Motility is a huge issue when it comes to the most common GI conditions. Reflux, IBS.
Even if you're watching something uplifting that's not sort of like freaking you out, even if you're watching something like informative.
There's a statistic.
Yeah, tell me about
it. There's a statistic.
I'll be honest, I do usually at night, not during the day.
Yeah.
It's sort of one of the ways because my fiance, we sort of bond over, this has been a COVID thing because we didn't used to do it beforehand, but we don't like any of the same stuff in terms of like watching. But there's a few things that we do like, and they might be a show about business or like an inspirational documentary. We especially are big fans of like documentaries about music producers like Clive Davis. And we sort of sit and we would watch that together, not every night. And so I'm definitely guilty of that. So I want to know the stat.
Yeah. There was a research study done that looked at people who eat food while watching TV or working. They lumped them into the same category. So maybe you're positive
uplifting. I think working is I'm going to say that working was probably the cause of all the bad stats.
So the people that were doing something while they were eating and they weren't just sitting with their food and eating weighed 18% more than the people that weren't doing something while they were eating. And so 18% more, what the heck does that mean? It feels very, you know, just an idea. 150-pound person, it's 27 extra pounds.
Mm-hmm.
Significant.
Got it.
It's very significant. You could do a study on yourself and see, but I think the point is with that, even if it is something uplifting, you're distracting yourself from your meal. And you really want to be present with your meal to actually sense when are you 80% full? Like, when are you getting to the point where I'm not hungry anymore? Which is really when we should stop eating and see if we should have more food or if we shouldn't. So if you're, you know, especially if weight loss is top priority, then really being just present with your food and just another human being so you know when to stop.
My next guest, Dr. Emron Mayer, is the author of The Gut-Immune Connection and The Mind-Gut Connection. He studied brain-body interactions for the last 40 years and is the executive director of the G. Oppenheimer Center for Neurobiology of Stress and Resilience and the founding director of UCLA's Brain-Gut Microbiome Center. His research has been supported by the National Institutes of Health for the past 25 years, and he's considered a pioneer and world leader in the area of gut-brain microbial interactions and its clinical implications. Dr. Mayer and I talk about how to nurture the gut microbiome to support whole body health and how sleep impacts our microbiome and the power of fasting. Let's listen in. We talk about how sleep impacts the gut microbiome. What do we know about that?
So sleep in several ways. You know, this became popular, this topic, with time-restricted eating, that people realized when they restrict the time that food, that your GI tract actually sees food is restricted to 16 hours, and then the eating period is 8 hours. So most of that time, this restriction is during sleep. And a few extra hours in the morning from the time you wake up till noon is obviously when you awake. But a lot of important things happen during sleep. It's normally our GI tract is empty or should be empty unless you eat your your meal at midnight. And so you hold that just the system switches to a pattern of which is very different from your digestive pattern. So every 90 minutes, like clockwork, you have a wave going through from your esophagus to the end of your intestine that moves everything that's in it through any undigested food components or swept through microbes that have migrated into your small intestine or pushed back into the colon. There's also with that migration of a motor wave, there's also a migration of a fluid secretion wave. So it's almost like you take your gut to the car wash. You know, it's completely cleansed. So people talk a lot about cleansing, but not really that this happens naturally if you keep it empty during that time. And in my opinion, that plays a big role. Also, like, you know, SIBO is now a big catchword, that you have too many microbes in your small intestine. I think a lot of this has to do with that we have compromised that natural ability of our gut to keep these bacteria, put them back into their place into the colon, and decrease the numbers in the ileum.
You're saying, just so I'm clear, basically because we aren't time restricted eating as much or don't have the natural occurrences of fasting, or in some cultures, maintaining those benefits through sort of social and religious practices of fasting. Because food, even if people are eating a very, you know, wellness forward diet, we're still eating all the time. So we don't let the body do its own natural repair system.
Yeah. And so what has happened with this natural cleansing phenomena? They've been restricted to a shorter and shorter time period, you know, less and less effective because, you know, people eat snacks and energy bars throughout the day. So 100 years ago, you would eat your main meals, but in between the gut was empty and you switched to that cleansing mechanism. Today, the only time for most people that this happens is during sleep. So if the sleep is compromised, that wave is compromised because it's closely linked to the brain. If you keep waking up all the time, you interrupt that mechanism. And if you're somebody who, you know, sort of a lot of executives boast that they get away with 4 hours of sleep, well, that's bad luck for your microbes, you know, for your immune system. It's not really compatible with optimal health. You may feel good and your colleagues may be impressed by that, but.
And the primary stress, would you say, just so I'm clear, is the primary stress on the bacteria that basically your total gut system isn't able to cleanse and repair?
Yeah, exactly.
Got it.
And it's surprising me that so many people talk about cleansing and all the things that they do, they eat with cleansing and, you know, they don't really need to do this. It's very simple. You do the time-restricted eating. You keep it clean or empty for 16 hours, and the gut takes care of itself. So that's one thing. The other thing is there's some fascinating studies that relate to something that's been referred to as the geography of the microbiome. So how typically they're the inside of the gut lumen. Some of them get into this mucus layer. But what happens when you eat, they get closer to the gut wall and to the immune system. They can then interact with cells in your gut wall and stimulate gene expression. So they make these cells produce genes, gene products, which then can travel throughout your body to the liver. So an interruption of that mechanism, where they're far away, where they do not transmit this information to, you know, to other organs. If you have a lifestyle that basically facilitates communication to the liver and to the heart, you will have negative consequences from this. You may have a normal microbiome, but the way it interacts with your gut may be altered. And there's another part to that, you know, you can have a healthy microbiome, but if your mucus layer or your gut barrier is compromised, it will get in close contact with the gut wall and the immune sensors that you have there. And again, it will send signals, you know, to the body in terms of immune signals that are unhealthy. So it's both of who is there and where do these microbes spend most of the time? Do they spend it in the inside of your gut, or do they spend them on the edges of the gut where you don't want to have them all the time?
Gut health affects everything. Your happiness, your energy, your confidence, your health, everything. 74% of people live every day with embarrassing and uncomfortable issues when it comes to gut health. Things like bloating, constipation, reflux, or irregular stools. But it doesn't have to be this way. I hope you feel empowered after this episode to dig a little bit deeper and get to the root cause of what's going on with your gut health challenges, if you have them, so that you can start taking control of your health today. Thanks for tuning into this week's mini episode of the Drew Perrault Podcast. I hope you enjoyed it, and I'll see you next week.